The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Amazing Wildlife, the educational series dedicated to the wonders of the animal kingdom. On this episode, learn about some of the animal kingdom's strangest and most unique animals. Dive deep to the ocean floor to learn about the rarely seen blobfish. Explore the subterranean world of the bizarre-looking star-nosed mole. Travel to the freshwater lakes of Mexico to learn about the regenerating axolotl. Featuring the world's most fantastic animals, Amazing Wildlife. Rarely seen alive in their native habitat, one species of deep ocean-dwelling fish gained great notoriety from a famous internet photo. The animal in question was nicknamed Mr. Blobby. Mr. Blobby was found during a research expedition in 2003 off the waters of New Zealand. With a strange, jelly-like appearance, large, slightly indented dark eyes, and a prominent, bulbous, nose-like flab sagging below the upper jaw of its face, his image became well-known across the world. The specimen was identified as a fathead sculpin, sometimes known as a blobfish. There are more than 10 species of blobfish in the family Cichrolutidae. The fish in this family are found in the marine waters of the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Ocean, usually at depths between 2,000 and 4,000 feet. The strange-looking fish thrives in underwater regions where the pressure can be up to 120 times greater than at sea level. The common name, fathead sculpin, refers to the large globular head and floppy skin. The popular name, blobfish, comes from the fish's appearance, especially when exposed to the air pressure at the surface. In their normal, deep ocean habitats, blobfish resemble most other fish species. They are typically a foot long, have large black eyes, a large wide mouth, and a head that makes up most of its body mass. Despite a general fish-like appearance, blobfish do have different anatomy compared to other fish. Blobfish do not have a swim bladder. They possess soft bones, relatively few muscles, and they lack scales. Blobfish rely on external water pressure to help maintain their shape. The gelatinous body is less dense than the surrounding water and pressure, which allows them to hover nearly motionless above the seafloor bed with little effort. Like other lion-weight predators, blobfish use as little energy as possible by remaining stationary and waiting for anything edible to float into their open jaws when they suck their prey in. Since blobfish are rarely seen alive, most specimens are discovered as bycatch from deep-sea fishing vessels. Not much is known about their biology or reproductive activity. Though the precise life expectancy of blobfish is unknown, deep water fish generally tend to live longer than the shallow water counterparts. Some species are believed to live up to 100 years due to slow growth rates in the cold waters and a lack of common predators found throughout the upper levels of the ocean. Today, the most famous blobfish, Mr. Blobby, is preserved in the collection at the Australian Museum. Though his appearance has changed dramatically over the years, and he no longer resembles his original photo that once earned the blobfish the unfortunate distinction as the world's ugliest animal.
Discover more amazing wildlife. Visit AmazingWildlifePodcast.com and learn more about the incredible animals found in the world around you. Find complete show notes from each episode and links to the many accredited zoos and aquariums that specialize in the care, research, and education of the many animals featured on our show. Many zoos offer annual family memberships, discounts, and special behind-the-scenes encounters with some of their incredible animal ambassadors. It's an adventure that's great for the whole family. Support your local zoo and discover more amazing wildlife.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Often considered one of the world's weirdest-looking animals is the small subterranean mammal known as the star-nosed mole. The star-nosed mole is a native of eastern North America, primarily the northeastern United States and southeastern Canada. They may be found from the Atlantic coastlands as far west as North Dakota and as far south as Georgia. Star-nosed moles are found in a range of habitats that have moist soil. They prefer areas with poor drainage, such as forests, wet meadows, and marshes. They will also inhabit stream banks, lakes, and ponds. Unlike all other mole species, the star-nosed mole can swim, remaining underwater up to 30 seconds at a time. The star-nosed mole is a very distinctive mammal, measuring about 6 inches long with black fur and wide forefeet tipped with talons that are designed for digging. They possess a scaly, fleshy tail that is covered in concentric rings and short, coarse hairs. The tail is nearly as long as the combined length of the head and body. Like other moles, it digs with its broad front feet while the hind feet push against the sides, stopping periodically to shove the loose soil to the surface where it creates a mound. Star-nosed moles can move up to 5 miles per hour. They can tunnel from just below the surface up to 2 feet below the surface, and a star-nosed mole's tunnel may be up to 100 feet long. Those living in wet soils and near bodies of water will burrow above and below the water table and usually have tunnels that open at or even below the water surface. Other animals, such as shrews, may even use the mole's tunnel system to move around underground. Star-nosed moles feed on beetle larvae, earthworms, aquatic insects, and even small fish and amphibians. Though they have relatively poor eyesight, as a semi-aquatic mammal, star-nosed moles can forage underwater by probing bottom sediments with their fleshy tentacles, which are equipped with touch receptors. Their signature feature is the rose-colored ring of 22 fleshy, retractable, tentacle-like appendages called rays, surrounding its snout in a symmetrical pattern with 11 projections on each side. The distinctive star organ on the mole's snout contains more than 100,000 nerve fibers, all located within an area the size of a human fingertip. These specialized sensory receptors are known as Eimer's organs and are the most sensitive touch organs found in the animal kingdom. Using video recordings of the animals, researchers have learned that by using their rays, the moles can touch as many as 10 different objects in a single second. These amazing animals can identify individual prey in less than 2/10 of a second and then determine in just 8 milliseconds whether or not it's edible. Star-nosed moles are considered to eat faster than any other mammal on Earth. In addition to their lightning-fast ability to find, detect, and consume their prey, the star-nosed mole possesses yet another unique ability. When diving underwater in search of prey, star-nosed moles exhale air bubbles through their nostrils, as many as 10 bubbles per second. These bubbles spread over objects they are exploring, allowing them to collect odorants. Using this strategy, a mole can even follow an underwater scent trail. The star-nosed mole has an important role in many wetland ecosystems. In addition to being a food source for some carnivores and consuming many aquatic invertebrates themselves, the star-nosed mole's tunneling through the moist ground helps provide aeration for the roots of plants. Star-nosed moles are not uncommon, just rarely seen due to their subterranean and aquatic lifestyle. When they do come above ground searching for food, it's usually at night.
Are you looking for high-quality, family-friendly podcasts? Shows that are safe for younger or more sensitive listeners? Podicon Go is a reliable corner of the internet for the kind of podcast that everyone can enjoy. From educational programs to conversational topics and incredible storytelling and role-playing shows in a variety of styles, themes, and age groups. Podicon Go is a group of independent podcast creators dedicated to creating high-quality programs that provide family fun for everyone. Visit podicongo.com for an ever-growing lineup of shows, complete with descriptions and ways you can listen. Connect with the Podicon Go family-friendly podcast network on Facebook and Twitter. Podicon Go. It's podcast fun for everyone. Potacon Go!
A creature that has long been a part of Mexican history and culture is the axolotl. With a broad, flat body and lizard-like limbs and tail, wild axolotls are dark-colored with greenish molting. Axolotls are found exclusively in two spring-fed freshwater lakes in the middle of Mexico City. The word axolotl comes from the Aztec language, and it means water dog. It has also been called the Mexican walking fish, though it is not a fish at all. Axolotls are actually salamanders, one of the species of mole salamanders, whose closest relative is the tiger salamander. The axolotl is a type of salamander that essentially remains a juvenile its entire life. Unlike most salamanders, axolotls do not undergo metamorphosis from larva to adult form, where breathing changes from gills to lungs. Instead, they remain aquatic their entire life. Though it develops functional lungs, axolotls still use specialized external gills, feathery-like appendages that are visible extending out from the sides of the back of its head. Axolotls possess one distinguishing feature that has made them a popular topic of research study. These amazing amphibians have the ability to regenerate tissue. From damaged or missing limbs to their heart, spine, and even parts of their brain, they are capable of regrowing body parts, both internal and external, perfectly without even producing scar tissue. They are able to regenerate tissues and organs countless times and are also known to be highly resistant to cancer. Like all amphibians, axolotls have delicate, soft bodies with permeable skin. In fact, most of the axolotl's body is made of cartilage rather than bone. With webbed feet and a long tail, axolotls can grow on average up to 9 inches long, but they can reach lengths nearly double that. Axolotls can detect electric fields and also use their vision and chemical cues to discover prey. They are opportunistic carnivores who will feed on just about any prey they can catch. Using a powerful suction force, they essentially inhale their prey, which may include mollusks, insects, and fish. Axolotls are even known to eat each other. During the day, they often burrow into the aquatic vegetation and mud to avoid being eaten, while they become most active at night. While they use their gills to breathe underwater, they may swim to the surface for air on occasion. Male axolotls can be identified by their enlarged cloaca, while females have a smaller cloaca and a more round, plump body. During breeding, which occurs between March and June, axolotl pairs will engage in a dance, sometimes described as a type of waltz, with both animals moving in a circle. The male will then move away while undulating the posterior part of his body and tail, and the female follows. The male will deposit a cone-shaped jelly mass, known as a spermatophore, by vigorously shaking his tail for about half a minute. He will then move forward one body length, and the female then moves over the spermatophore, also shaking her tail, and picks it up with her cloaca. The female will lay 100 to 300 eggs, which are deposited in the water and attached to substrates. Eggs hatch at 10 to 14 days, and the young are immediately independent upon birth. Axolotls become sexually mature in about a year, while most live about 6 years. Tilapia and carp were introduced into their native habitat in the 1970s and 80s. These invasive fish species now pose a major threat to the wild population of axolotls, whose native lakes and wetlands were also drained significantly to prevent flooding and to allow urban expansion in the 1970s. Despite their place in Aztec and Mexican culture, little is known about wild populations of these fascinating animals. Many of the axolotls in captivity today are descendants from the first laboratory animals brought to Paris for study in 1860. Most information about these unique members of the animal kingdom has been gained from captive-bred individuals. Today, the wild population of axolotl remains critically endangered. Our mission is to inspire a greater awareness of global wildlife species and the importance of animals in the world's ecosystems. Amazing Wildlife is an independently produced program and is not affiliated with any specific zoological organization or facility. You can support our ongoing broadcast by subscribing to the show through your favorite podcasting app. Join us for more of the world's most fantastic animals on the next Amazing Wildlife. Special thanks to the following organizations for their education, research, and conservation programs that provided information for this episode. Australia Museum, National Wildlife Federation, the San Diego Zoo, Sea Life Aquarium, the University of Michigan's Animal Diversity Web, and Vanderbilt University.